Hey, it's Kelly Raspberry with your Showbiz Top 5.
Number 5.
Oprah Winfrey is turning 60 in January, and she's already preparing her mansion in Montecito for the big party. Apparently, she's clearing out a bunch of stuff to make room for new stuff. And on November 2nd, Oprah reportedly is holding a huge auction at the Santa Barbara Polo Club to unload furniture, carpets, area rugs, and a whole bunch of decor she no longer needs. And then she's completely renovating this mansion for this huge birthday party.
Number 4.
Kris Jenner's sister's got a big mouth. Karen Huffton told In Touch magazine that Kris and Bruce Jenner are separated and that Bruce has sought out an attorney, but she says their relationship goes back and forth and they still do things together. She also claims Kris flirts with her daughter's men and that O.J. Simpson's been trying to contact Kris from jail.
Number 3.
Lamar Odom says he's been sober for 5 days and he thinks he can clean himself up and stay sober without going to rehab. TMZ sources say Lamar believes in self-healing and that he has the willpower to kick this on his own, just like he did the last time.
Number 2.
Miley Cyrus told Rolling Stone that her video for Wrecking Ball is the modern version of Sinead O'Connor's Nothing Compares to You. Well, Sinead has a little problem with that, and she wrote an open letter to Miley on her blog, which said in part, "I'm extremely concerned for you that those around you have led you to believe or encouraged you in your own belief that it is in any way cool to be naked and licking sledgehammers in your videos. As for the shedding of the Hannah Montana image, whoever's telling you getting naked is the way to do that does absolutely not respect your talent or you as a young lady."
Number 1.
A jury has rejected a claim that promoter AEG was negligent in hiring the doctor who ultimately killed Michael Jackson. Katherine Jackson was seeking hundreds of millions of dollars in damages for herself and her son's 3 children. And that's your Showbiz Top 5.
Kid Craddock in the morning.